David Zitezlo worked for 40 years in the coal mining industry, including a stint as chairman at Rhino Resources, which operates mines in West Virginia and Kentucky. The company received two pattern of violation notices from the agency Zitezlo is nominated to lead. Those notices indicate a mine has had a recurring pattern of significant and substantial violations. During a Senate hearing, Zitezlo said he's not proud of that event, but says he took responsible action.
I did not try to lawyer up and stop anything from happening. I felt that, you know, if you haven't done your job, then we should be big kids and deal with it as such.
Zitezlo said he replaced management at the mine because he wasn't happy with their performance. But Senate Democrats on the committee were not satisfied with that answer. All 11 voted against his confirmation, and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin also opposed Zitezlo's nomination. Mine safety advocate Tony Opegard says that's an indication of the concern people have about Trump's appointment.
Fairly unusual in the history of people chosen or nominated to head MSHA that you have congressional opposition.
Opegard is a lawyer advocating for miners and a former MSHA official. He says it's concerning that MSHA used one of its strongest enforcement tools at Rhino Resources when Zitezlo was a top official. He says simply changing management after the fact isn't good enough.
Well, why weren't you on top of things beforehand? So I don't really hold much hope that, you know, Mr. Zitezlo is going to get in office and all of a sudden be advocating for mine safety. That's just not going to happen.
Opegard says the position does need to be filled by someone who has experience in mining and an understanding of the industry. Chris Hamilton is senior vice president at the West Virginia Coal Association. He supports Zitezlo's nomination.
I don't think the fact that the mine was put on a pattern of violations was indicative of, you know, David Zitezlo's commitment to safety or his managerial skills.
Hamilton says Zitezlo is the kind of leader that MSHA and the mining industry would benefit from. United Mine Workers spokesperson Phil Smith says the union is giving Zitezlo the benefit of the doubt. Smith says he's concerned about the increase in coal miner deaths. Mining fatalities are on the rise for the first time since 2015. Already this year, 14 miners have died on the job compared to 8 in all of 2016. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.